When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Today, Father is Father's Day, and I'm giving you a tie. It's not much I know, it's just my way of showing you I think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of me to bother, but it really was a pleasure to do. Ere that I was born, I did not have a father. That's why I'm so proud of you. Once a year on a certain date, children honor their father. Father's Day they all celebrate. Once a year on a certain date, now my sister with both her pretty heads joins me on this day. We all get together annually, and to our dear old dad we say, very nice, Mary.
Today, Father, is Father's Day.
Father's Day.
A day that we all revere. The tie that we bring didn't cost us a thing, 'cause it's the same tie we give you every year. Say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss.
Yes, it was.
For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
That was the irrepressible Zero Mostel singing an old Harry Ruby song from an album called Songs My Mother Never Sang. What fun to listen to Zero Mostel anytime, any time of the day. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And yes, of course, today's programming is all going to be about Father's Day. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we did a broadcast about Mother's Day, and those were nicely sentimental songs. I think mothers cast a more, well, what should we say, maternal, warm, glowing sense of the American musical theater. And fathers tend to be a little more demanding, a little more complicated, a little more dynastic, maybe a little less fun. But we'll test out that theorem as we go on for the next hour. So we are going to turn now to a fellow who had no, shame whatsoever in turning on the sentimental tear ducts, and that, of course, was Al Jolson. He sang about his mammy in a million shows, and then when he became a big star after The Jazz Singer, he moved to Hollywood in 1928, and he called his songwriters back in the East Coast, Lou Brown and Ray Henderson. And he said, I'm doing a new song. I need a new song with a show, a movie called The Singing Fool. I want a song that's got a tad of heart out of the people. And they sat around and they thought, well, we could write the most sentimental, silly song you ever thought of. And as a joke, they did. And they called it Sunny Boy. And they played it for Jolson over the telephone. And there was silence afterwards because Jolson was crying. It's exactly what he wanted. And indeed, it did tear the heart out of people. It was one of Jolson's finest moments where he sings about the little boy who left him. So I'm going to dedicate this song to my very own dad, who always calls me Sonny Boy, and he's the best dad there is. So here's Al Jolson, milking it for the people.
Climb up on my knee, Sonny Boy. Though you're only three, Sonny Boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, Sonny Boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, Sonny Boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, Sonny Boy. You came from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, from your dear old dad, Sonny Boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, Sonny Boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, Sonny Boy. You came from heaven, and I know your way. You made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels, they grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. Now I'm lonely too, Sonny Boy.
Al, you're killing me. You're killing me, Al. All right, let's move on from the 20s to the 1930s. And if I said there was one song in the 1930s with the word daddy in the title that everybody knows, hands up. Oh, I see all those hands across the East End and Southern Connecticut. Yes, Cole Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy. This was sung by Mary Martin in a show called Leave It to Me, and it made her a superstar overnight. Rumor has it she didn't quite understand the lyrics, and Sophie Tucker, who was in the show, had to explain them to her. I'm not sure I believe that. But at any rate, here's Mary Martin teaching us that not all daddies are, in fact, either biologically related or the same. Mary Martin.
With all those bones. to care for such a sweet millionaire. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine finnan patty, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, though I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, dad, 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 daddy had. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Mary Martin with her ode to Daddy. Has anyone out there ever eaten Finnan haddie? I have. I had it in Scotland. It's a creamed fish dish that people eat for breakfast. Well, go figure. I think we can skip that. Okay, we're on our Father's Day broadcast, and there are often songs like that one about girls singing happily about their quote-unquote daddy. The next song is from Henry Sweet Henry. It's sung by Robin Wilson. Henry Sweet Henry is based on the movie The World of Henry Orient. It's a very wistful song about a girl in her late teens who misses her dad, who seems to be quite distant these days. So, from Henry Sweet Henry, Do You Ever Go to Boston?
Do you ever go to Boston anymore? No, I guess you don't, or else you'd mention it. Remember how you told me I'd get sunburned, but I didn't listen, and I got sunburned when you took me to the beach. You know the beach, in that place around near Boston. But I was sunburned, and you couldn't spank me. You go to London a lot. You go to London a lot. And I've meant to ask you if you ever got to Boston. Boston anymore.
well, all that poor girl wants is for her dad to spend some time with her, take her to Boston, take her to a ball game, a movie, buy her an ice cream sundae. But fathers in American musicals often go to great lengths for the children they love. In fact, our next singer managed to carry his potential son-in-law on his back through the sewers of Paris. And that, of course, is Jean Valjean, the hero of Les Misérables. So let's hear Colm Wilkinson from the 1985 London version, the Royal Shakespeare Company version of Les Mis, singing one of the most moving ballads about a father's love from Les Mis. Now that's a daddy you can count on. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon. Thank you for joining us for our Father's Day broadcast here on Broadway to Main Street, 88.3 FM, WPPB. Well, not all daddies necessarily, show up or do their best or even present. This is from Ragtime. And Audra McDonald sings a song about to her child after abandoning her little boy, but she realizes that her ties to her son are not only a maternal tie, but a relationship between her and the man she loves, Cole House Walker. So here's the ever charming, always wonderful to listen to, Audra McDonald singing from Ragtime.
music from those hands could catch you like a spell. He could make you love him, for the tune was done. You have your daddy's hands. You are your daddy's son. Up and left me, I just up and run. Only thing in my head, you were your daddy's son. Couldn't hear no music, couldn't see no light. Mama, she was frightened, crazy from the fright. Tears without no comfort, screams without no sound. Only darkness and pain, the anger and pain, the blood and the pain. I buried my heart in the ground, in the ground. When I buried you, forget him, don't suppose I will. God wants no excuses, I have only one. You had your daddy's hands, forgive me. You were your daddy's son.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street on our special Father's Day broadcast here at 88.3 FM. I hope you're enjoying this selection of diverse music. It's really a privilege to be able to host this show and to give you this broad range of songs from dads in the American musical of all types, of all backgrounds, of all genres. If you like this kind of music, and if you're listening, I assume you do, you perhaps like to see us live. That's right, live, L-I-V-E. On Sunday, July 8th at 7:30 at Guildhall in East Hampton, we're taking our first of three Broadway to Main Street live concerts to that particular venue. Our first show is called Better When It's Banned, and it's censored music of the 20s and 30s. If you thought Mary Martin's version of My Heart Belongs to Daddy was sort of benignly filthy, we're going to hear some really filthy songs, all rendered charmingly, of course, with three actors for Broadway's bests, Emily Burgle, Adrian Lennox, and Mark Viator. So please join me. Put that in your calendar, and we'll talk about the other concerts as they come up. Well, we're going to segue back here to our Father's Day concert, and we're going to hear three songs, three songs, not necessarily in a row. But these are what I call the disappointed daddies section. Yes, dads are always hoping that their kids are going to grow up and do what they want them to do and embrace their values and follow a specific track. But here are three darn frustrated pops. We will start, of course, with Harry McAfee, embodied eternally by Paul Lynde from Bye Bye Birdie.
What's wrong with these kids today? Kids who can understand anything they say. Kids They are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? Kids! I don't mind the moonlight swims, it's the loop that hurts. Kids! How we ever beat the Russians? Kids! I didn't know what puberty was until I was almost past it.
Laughing, singing, dancing, grinning, morons. And while we're on the subject, kids, they are just impossible to control. Kids, with their awful clothes and their rock and roll. Why can't they dance like we did? What's wrong with Sammy Kay? What's the matter with kids today?
Nothing's Wrong with Sammy Kay. Of course, I'd rather hear Strauss and Adams from Bye Bye Birdie. And of course, that rollicking song, that Charleston of despair rendered by Paul Lynde, one of my all-time favorites. Okay, next in our frustrated pops section are the Alpha and the Omega, the most powerful man in the world at the time and one of the least powerful people anywhere in the world in his time. Here are two songs, both with lyrics, as it turns out, by Sheldon Harnick, one of my favorite lyricists and a neighbor out here on the East End, so I hope he's listening. The first is from the musical Rex, which is about Henry VIII, music by Richard Rodgers, and in this particular song, From Afar, Henry VIII is actually looking longingly at his daughter Elizabeth, who has all the values that he wants in a child, with one small technical detail. She's a woman and not a man, and therefore cannot succeed him, or so he thinks, to the throne of England. And the next song is a song I'm really sorry never made it onto the cast album of Fiddler on the Roof, which is, of course, about another great patriarch, Tevye, the dairyman who lives in a shtetl in the Ukraine in 1905. And it's a beautiful sequence. It's called the Hava or the Havala Ballet. I guess they didn't really think they had the room on the original cast album, which is a shame. It's one of the most beautiful melodies that Jerry Bach ever wrote. This recording is taken from the movie. You'll hear Topol sing it, and actually the violin is played by Isaac Stern. So here's the King of England and Milkman from Anatevka, starting first with Nicol Williamson as Henry VIII.
Bess. Bess. Why must you be what you are and possess what you possess? Majesty, commanding dignity, inborn authority. You have it all, Bess. Bravery, more than your share of it. I've been aware of it since you were small, Bess. You have a touch of fire. You have a regal flair. You are all that a child should be, except you're not my son and heir. Tell me, Bess, can I reject you now and still expect you now to understand that to love you just as you are, I must love you? If I could, I'd bring you here to me, to have you near to me. It can't be done, Bess. Tell me, child, why must there be in you
so much of me in you, and not my sunbeams. When I behold your fire, when I behold your flare, then your presence becomes too painful for my dazzled eyes to bear. Near to me, your radiance blinds me, Bess, and it reminds me, Bess, of what you're not. So to love you just as you are, I must love you from
little bed, little traveler, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were, traveler, traveler. Little bird, little traveler, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were, traveler, traveler.
Gosh, what a number. The Hava Ballet from Fiddler on the Roof. Well, there seems to be something about Jewish or Yiddish parents or something. The relationship between father and child is a very, very strong one. Certainly that was the essence of Fiddler on the Roof. And Barbara Streisand's film Yentl took it to, I guess, the distaff side about a young woman who wants to follow in her father's footsteps, again, despite the tradition of the time and the gender separation of the Hasidic community. Anyway, here's a number from Yentl, not sung by Barbara Streisand, but I think an incredibly moving rendering by Nina Simone, one of my favorites, that bridges all sorts of racial divisions and gets to something very, very essential. Beautiful song, music by Michel Legrand and lyrics by the Bergmans. Papa, can you hear me?
Thank you. hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me. I know you understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Can you hear me praying? Anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled with voices, I remember everything you taught, every book help me to face what lies ahead. The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. Daddy, how I love you. Daddy, how I need you. Daddy, how I miss you. Kissing me. Good night.
Nicely done by Nina Simone. So let's move, as we assume Yentl and Tevye did, to the new world. We'll move to New York City in the night swinging 1960s, where there's another kind of daddy altogether. This is the Big Daddy, played by Sammy Davis Jr. in the film version of Sweet Charity. Fabulous music by Cy Coleman and hilarious lyrics by Dorothy Fields. Okay, Big Daddy, give us the rhythm of life.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go for Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be
hooked on new religions. Hit the road, daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat. To feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Daddy, go, 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 go. Tell them that
Daddy spread the gospel in Milwaukee. Took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With the fire piper blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going
down below.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, with the fire piper and operation down below.
Daddy with the fire piper blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below.
Flip your wings and fly to daddy, flip your wings and fly to daddy, flip your wings and fly to daddy, fly, fly, fly to daddy, take a dive and swim to daddy, take a dive and swim to daddy, take a dive and swim to daddy,
swim, swim, swim to daddy,
hit the floor and crawl to daddy,
hit the floor and crawl to daddy.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel that powerful beat.
To feel the tingle in your fingers,
to feel the tingle in your feet.
Wings and fly to your daddy. Take a dive and swim to your daddy.
Hit the floor and run to your daddy.
Daddy, we got the rhythm of life, of life, of life, of life.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let me hear it.
Yeah!
Suck it to me.
Yeah!
Let it all hang out.
Very happy to sock it to Sammy Davis Jr. Well done. Who's your favorite Broadway patriarch? Is it The King and the King and I? Is it Tevye? Is it Mr. McAfee? Is it Charlie Anderson from Shenandoah? Well, mine kind of hands down is Meyer Rothschild. And Meyer Rothschild is the leading character, obviously, in the musical The Rothschilds by Bach and Harnack from 1970. Beautiful show, very underrated, huge show, so you don't get to see it mounted very often. And Meyer Rothschild had the biggest dynastic dream of any dad in a Broadway musical. He brought his five sons out of poverty in Austrian ghetto and turned them into worldwide bankers, all in the goal of making the world a better place, not only for his children and his children's children, but I would imagine for all the Jewish people. So here's the incredibly charming, Tony-winning Hal Linden in two numbers from the Rothschilds, one celebrating his partnership with his boys and the other celebrating his vision of the world. Lyrics by Sheldon Harnack, music by Jerry Bach, and Pure Finesse by Hal Linden.
Shoulders back, every head held high, for at last we're underway.
founders of the famous financial firm Rothschild
and Sons. Jaws will drop when the world finds out what a step we took today.
Copenhagen's favorite banking house, Rothschild
and Sons. Yes, you skeptical souls who sold us short.
We're superior agents of the court.
Twinkling high in the fiscal sky is a newly risen star.
There's another firm in the firmament,
Rothschild
and Sons.
Stands ready to satisfy an expanding clientele.
Servants of a prince and a king so far,
Rothschild
and Sons.
Who's at home in the gilded halls where the reigning blue bloods dwell? Members of a firm whose initials are Rothschild and Sons.
We're superior agents of the court. International finance is our fort.
Say hello to a bright new world, to a bleak one say farewell.
Look who's making loans to the Danish crown.
Favorites.
Look who gave a shove and a word
and a Joshua.
Look who's making loans. Rothschild
and Sons.
In my own lifetime, I want to see the fighting cease. In my own lifetime, I want to see my sons enjoy the fruits of peace. While I'm still here, I want to know, beyond a doubt, that no one can lock us in or lock us out. We have climbed higher, much higher than I thought we'd climb. It's a long journey, and even though the end's in sight, there's not much time. I want to know we haven't built on sand. My own lifetime. In my own lifetime, I want to see our efforts blessed. In my own lifetime, I want to see the walls come down. And then I'll rest. This Moses wants to see the promised land. In my own lifetime.
Okay, what's the greatest song sung by a dad in the American musical? You all know the answer. It's Soliloquy from the end of the first act of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. It says everything you'd ever want to say about being a father, and it's awesome responsibility, which I can speak to, having a wonderful four-year-old son named Miles. Anyway, here's Frank Sinatra to sing, I think, the most magisterial version of this incredible song.
I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he turns out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his puddin'-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the morning for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river, or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat-bottomed, flabby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl? You can have fun with a son, but you've got to be a father too. A girl, she mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tintype of her mother. What a pair! my little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls were meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of 2 and 3, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. Gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.